While it's no secret that there's a sizable gun-owning community in Sitka, it also happens to be co-ed. At the Sitka Sportsmen's Association indoor shooting range, the fastest-growing user demographic is female. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports on a new pistol clinic tailored especially for women.
All right, good evening, shooters. We're going to start with live fire warm-up. We're going to do it in five-round increments, so go ahead and load a magazine with five rounds.
I'm standing at the back of an indoor gun range, looking over the shoulders of eight women as they stare down the dimly lit blue tunnel toward targets made out of old fish boxes and wait for the signal.
Ready on the firing line.
Using anywhere from 22 to 40 caliber pistols, these women practice shooting, some with little experience and some with quite a bit. Steve Ramp of the Sitka Sportsmen's Association leads the course and said after 3 years of a women's pistol league in the fall, women were asking for more opportunities to shoot.
In December, several of the shooters approached me and says, "We don't want to wait till next September to shoot again. Can you do something in the meantime?"
So they created the Women's Pistol Clinic, a four-week course designed to teach women the basics of how to use a firearm, from gun safety to tricks that improve aim and accuracy.
It might be sexist, but it's always been a guy thing to go out and shoot guns. Mm-hmm. And in America, we're seeing more and more women and get involved in the shooting sports, and it's awesome. It's not a guy thing like it used to be.
That's why he says having women coaches like Kelly Godin is helpful.
My role is mostly just line coaching and just being a helper, being a female on the range to help make things a little more comfortable for some of the ladies, and just to help them to gain some confidence and to see that it's not just a men's thing, that women can do it too.
She's been around guns most of her life. Her husband is the commander at the State Trooper Academy, and he's a coach at the women's clinic here tonight. But she only started shooting a few years ago, and she's good. Godin won the Women's Pistol League last fall.
I thought it was going to go off.
Yeah, but if I knew there was something in there, I wouldn't
have.
Godin and two other coaches work with the women on trigger pulls, doing a ball and dummy test to see if they're jerking the trigger or keeping it steady when they shoot. When the shooters turn their backs, the coaches load a single round into some of the pistols and leave some empty. Then the women turn toward the range and, without knowing if their gun is loaded or not, take a shot.
And it'll be a visual cue to them that, oh, I really am jerking the trigger, mm-hmm. which is probably the most common cause for people not shooting up to their potential, whether they're men or women.
Participant Andrea Turner says she's happy Godin is there. It does change the student-teacher dynamic.
There are different things, like she was talking about holding a gun out at arm's length in front of you and how it uses these muscles that we're not used to. And women just biologically don't have the same type of upper body strength as men do. And so there are biological aspects of shooting that are going to be different for men versus women, and so having her perspective on this it's really comforting.
Ramp and Godin say that programs like this have helped the Sportsmen's Association see a big jump in women's participation.
It's been really impressive. When we started the Women's Pistol League 3 years ago, I want to say there was about 10 ladies in league, and this past year I think we ended with 28.
But it's not all good news. That means more competition for Godin this fall at the Pistol League.
Some of their groups are pretty impressive. I'm not sure I want to shoot against them.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.